Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode of Give It The Bean. So we are currently sitting at, 9 days away from the season beginning here in the United Kingdom. I'm sure, obviously, if you're elsewhere in the world, the season might have started already, but I can't tell you how I've been looking forward to this date with eager anticipation, with just how good a lot of the athletes look. And if you want to see any more or that, or to know more about that, just head over to Instagram and look at all the most recent posts over the past 3 weeks. You'll see that they all look fucking legit across multiple categories. But yeah, first show I have just one guy in, and then thereafter I have nine. The week after that, nine again. Week after that, nine again. Week after that, I think seven. And like across the entirety of April, there's always between roughly like 7 to 9 people competing each weekend, which is class, really class. And then that's just 1 month. the season continues to plow in thereafter, and have athletes going at least anywhere between sort of 3 to 4 each month after that. And I guess, you know, the past few weeks of podcasts, I've been talking about, you know, what to expect with peak week, what to expect, say, 6 weeks out, how to get through the last 4 weeks of prep. And in some of them, I always talked about, like, just get to the reverse diet. And a lot of people may wonder, like, what does a reverse diet look like? What does that entail? What does that mean? Like, you know, what are the ins and outs? I got a couple of questions on my anonymous box, question box that I do over on Instagram every now and then about that. So I thought, you know what, I'll do a little bit of a podcast about that so you can roughly see what it means. I did one a long time ago. It was like episode 60 or something like that. But making this specifically about prep for or reverse dieting for a prep into a show specifically. So let's talk about the prep in general. Now, by the time you get to about 2 weeks out, you should be pretty much ready, in my opinion, or at least that's how I like to prep people, right? If you're ready any earlier than that, you're probably going to jump in some earlier shows, or maybe going to struggle to actually make it because you're ready. But if it's your first time, you really are unaware of the process, so it's all new to you. It's whereas if you're an experienced competitor and you get ready early, you're just like, right, fuck it, I'll jump in earlier show. But regardless, let's say you get ready to 2 weeks out. I'm going to give you an example of how I reverse my clients. But up to this point, right, you've heard me speak about like high days on prep, why we do them and what we do. But let's give you a little synopsis and a rundown, a wee summary of why we're on high days. What are high days? So they are a strategic increase in carbohydrates, fats on any given day. Usually is done like two days in a row, sometimes three if need be. Why would we do that when we're dieting and we're digging? Is that as we pull down, we get very lean, levels of fatigue on the body become very high. The body's levels of like cortisol and stress become quite high, and the body gets inefficient or less efficient at mobilizing fat. So we chuck in more food, we reduce cardio, or out completely, reduce steps on that, those given high days, wash away fatigue, and then we get back into a deficit thereafter. So you kind of fall into this pattern of like digging for like 10, 12, 14 days, running high for two, digging for 10, 12, 14 days, blah, blah. So you continue to follow this sort of pattern until you're at the point where you're like, I feel like we're ready. And you've probably judged this. So once you've started your prep at like whatever weight you were, again, I'm going to give you an example of a client of mine. Let's say they started prep about, say, 64 kilos, 63 kilos. And I was like, I think that your lowest weight will probably be about 50. And if you're 2 weeks out, which this client was not that long ago, you do the math, they hit that weight as of this past Monday. And I was like, that was a rough estimate, or that was a pretty good guesstimation. And as a prep coach, you need to have this in your mind of where, how low you think you'll pull people down. She hit it, and I was like, you know what, like this is pretty bang on where we need to be. But I already knew that when she was sitting at about, say, 54 kilos, I knew like, right, that there's only about 4 kilos that needs to come off. Having seen the visuals 3 times a week, but also like post-workout on high days, getting her to come through to the unit at like, say, 12 weeks out, 10 weeks out, 6 weeks out, blah, blah, blah. So she hit it as a Monday, and I was like, right, this concludes the fat loss phase of prep. We are sort of done digging, and it's now time for us to effectively put the brakes on. So you can imagine, like, a really good analogy. Imagine, like, an aeroplane is coming into an airport for landing. It's when, like, you know, like, when you're in an aeroplane, and then they start to, like, descend, and as they descend to the runway, no doubt, like, their speed slows down. They put the brakes on, right, the closer they get to landing. That's what we effectively do. So this client in particular was digging as low as calories were as low as about 1,300 on a training day and about 1,100 on a non-training day, which that's actually quite quite high. You know, some female clients of mine, bikini girls, were on, you know, about 850 calories on a non-training day, right? This client in particular was doing 50 minutes of cardio, and steps were up about, say, 15k. Now, what I did on the Monday when we kind of hit that point was, I was like, right, cardio, which was at 50 minutes of HIIT, I was like, this is coming straight down. We're going to cut that in half to 25 minutes of less, 20, 25 minutes. And then I just chucked in an extra about 120 calories on both days. Now, of course, like, mentally, this is quite tough for athletes. You know, for the past 18 weeks, you've been digging, you've been fucking pushing, more cardio, less food, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you start to go the opposite way, and mentally, you can be like, oh my God, is this the right thing to do? Am I going to get fat? Blah, blah, blah. What I will tell you is that's not the case. What we start to do is we start to put the brakes on, but it's not like, it's very similar to what a couple of high days would do. But we're drawing out the process by a lot longer, and effectively we're freshening up the physique. So this client in particular hit this, like, was it 50.3 or 50.4. I said, cool, like, we're going to reverse here, and we're going to run high days in a couple of days. By the time she got to the Wednesday, she dropped, I think it was 0.4 of a kilo into the 49s, which is typically going to happen. What I mean by that is when you reverse diet someone, they will naturally get leaner than they were when they were digging hard. And clients will often say that, like, they'll often call you, like, a magician, a wizard. I don't know how you're doing this, Vaughn, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just science. And it's just a case of remembering that, well, when we're digging hard, we're really elevating levels of stress and cortisol and whatnot. And by the end of that digging phase, we're getting inefficient and mobilizing fat. Well, when we put the brakes on, we start to reduce levels of fatigue, fat, levels of cortisol. Mentally, someone feels fresher, they feel better, they maybe push a bit harder with the lesser cardio that they're doing, train hard and whatnot. They get leaner. The physique gets fresher. So you'll find that when you start to apply the brakes, naturally fat loss will take a little bit of a step forward. And you then need to continue this process of a little bit more food, a little bit less cardio, a little bit less steps, etc., etc. For me, I'll still keep running high days as I do reverse someone out. Now, you could stop running the high days and you could really, like, aggressively push someone's calories up and whatnot. But I personally don't do that because my clients are already in a pattern of running high every so often. And if I all of a sudden say, look, right, no high days anymore to the show, that would just mentally break them. So instead of being aggressive with the reverse, I'm quite aggressive with the cutting cardio for sure, but at the same time, just a small bump in food. See what happens. Run them high, go back to baseline again, but it's an adjusted baseline of, as I say, the increased food, less cardio. They typically will fall down at the same rate as they were doing before. So again, small bump up, again extra 100 calories here or there, and a lot of coaches, like, young coaches and experienced coaches, will say, like, oh, well, how do you know when to do this? And what's the markers and what's the signs? It's like, you just know. And the only way you know is by working with a lot of people over a lot of period of time and making some smart decisions as to why you're doing something. So you've got to look at, like, visually what you're seeing in front of you. How much is someone sucking down after those high days, pulling down? How flat are they running? What's the scale weight doing? Like, you can't be affording big, big drops in scale weight at this point when someone is, you know, all the way in or incredibly lean. And that's when you'll make your decision making. When you make a change, give it a bit of time. to do its thing until you're at the point where, like, right, you absolutely don't need to drop any more or whatnot, and if there is a drop, you immediately then run high or you make more of an aggressive change as of the next day. Now, one thing that we haven't spoke of or discussed is that what you could do is also adjust, like, the amount of, like, fat burners you are using. So typically, most competitors in assisted feds will use the likes of clenbuterol, and some of them as well, combined with that, T3 and T4. Now, there is times over a prep where I will utilise a little bit more T3 for the sole purposes of getting more off. And let's say towards the end of a prep, I have pushed T3 up for a short period. Let's say in this scenario, I pushed up the week of the 26th of February. Now, by this point, the week of the 11th of March, and I say this because this is in relation to, like, just reading off of a sheet and the weeks and where my client is, I reduced it right back down. So when I pushed T3 up, T3 was elevated above the dose I had it at for, 2 weeks? You know what I mean? And I think you get away with that. Any longer than that, especially if they're a female, you're just going to start to eat into tissue. But then, once all the fat's off, back off. Now, I personally would never remove T3 and T4 completely. I'd keep them in across the entire dieting phase, and the whole prep, and I would only pull them out once prep is completely finished. Because if you can pull them out now, the body then has to re-kickstart its own thyroid production, and you're at a point where that would slow metabolism and potentially impact, like, adding fat and whatnot, and the look not being great. So in this scenario, I reduce T3 back down, and I like to just hold clen at a constant, wherever it is. I like to hold it at a constant until I'm going to pull that out a couple days before the show, maybe 2 to 3 days before the show. Why? You know, think about clen and what it does. It elevates levels of adrenaline in the body, and thus cortisol, increases that stress response. As we're loading into a show, we're trying to freshen things up, right? So as we are pulling down steps, pulling down cardio, upping food, we're reducing fatigue, we're reducing stress, but then at the same time, so we do all that, say 2 weeks before the show, going into it bit by bit, and as we go into to that final week, your cardio is probably out completely, and then, you know, clenbuterol will come out 2 to 3 days before, like, levels of stress in the body are super low, which means the physique will be nice and fresh for that first show. Now, thereafter, you know, when we do shows, you know, back to back, week to week, like, yes, clenbuterol's got to go back in, yes, cardio's got to go back in on the Monday, yes, food's got to come back down, but you're, you know, all you're doing at that point is just trying to pull back down after food's went in, and effectively get, in most scenarios, get the same look as you got for that first show, unless you fucked it for the first show and you looked shite and you were spilled or whatever. You're probably going to follow a similar sort of pattern. But as a whole, that is why we reverse diet. Is if you were to continue to dig the entire time of your prep, you would probably find, like, all the way to the end, you'd probably find that it would be quite mentally draining for sure. But if it's your first time, there'd be a huge sense of, like, worry and mental anxiety and stress that you weren't ready, because let's face it, like, prep is it's a bit of a mind fuck in general, and it plagues you with self-doubt. And I put a story about this on Instagram last night. I did this, by the way, and this is why I get frustrated at it. Like, each year, a few athletes that I try to work with, they send me a screenshot of someone they're competing against, they send me their profile, they send me a check-in. And they go, oh my God, I'm going against her, I'm going against him, like, oh my God, they're going to beat me, and you know, I'm worried, and blah, blah, and it then sucks the joy out of their journey that they are doing. So what I would say in that scenario is, like, number one, stay off Instagram, but number two, like, if you are ready a couple weeks before, well mentally, you're in a good position, your coach is telling you you're ready to go, you look good, and whatnot, you then haven't got that compounded self-doubt that you would have where it is by you be digging the entire time. I guess as a side note, what I should say is come off Instagram or mute accounts that you compare yourself to, unfollow those accounts or mute them or whatever it may be alongside what you're doing. But yeah, there's always got to be method in the madness as to why we reverse. But often what you'll find is your reverse diet, you may find it like almost the toughest part of prep, because sometimes you'll see other people digging really, really hard, or you may just feel like, oh, I should be suffering now, I should be struggling, because you've checking 3-4 times a week, you've been getting feedback about how we need this off, that off, pulling food down, pushing food up, and all of a sudden now it's just like, hold. It then gets a bit like what? Like, what do you mean? But at that point, you then start asking yourself questions, and the self-doubt can amplify even more as to like, oh, am I actually ready though? Should I get a little bit leaner? Oh, fuck. Maybe I should do more cardio. Maybe I shouldn't eat as much. Like, all those questions that come into your head, I feel, are totally normal, particularly if it is your first time. Like, the first time reverse dieting, you'll think that, and then when you do it again for your second or third prep, you won't think those things. You'll just be like, thank fuck that I'm reversing and I'm not digging anymore. But really, this time period is one that I think that you need to try and embrace and enjoy, and I'll just reflect on the fact you've gotten to this point that not many people can get to, that like you got to the point where you are ready. And ultimately, as a coach, you are going to know that, like, right, when I start reversing someone out, they're going to get a little bit leaner as well. So you take that in consideration when you're planning when you reverse, how much you pull down, the total weight you pull off, etc., etc. Some scenarios, what can happen is that we know that women can lose that menstrual cycle during a prep or experience menstrual cycle irregularities. Sometimes as you reverse diet, it can come back, which I guess can be a bit of a bollock. Well, not really for females. They don't have balls. But you know what I mean? It can be a little bit problematic if it comes back as you start reversing, or it comes back, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, show day, you have your cycle. But listen, that's just the way it goes on a few occasions. That you can work around, as a coach, you can work around peaking someone. No problem with having their cycle on the day of the show, or the cycle surrounding the days of the show. I've had clients have that before, and have still won. As a coach, you just have to know what to do, and jobs are good. But as I said, you may experience a different sort of self-doubt and worry in this time period, because you're just now waiting for the day to come. For so long, you've been thinking about, and maybe naturally worrying about, oh, will I be ready, will I be ready? Then all of a sudden when you are, you then just go like, fuck, like, hurry up and get here, you know, because you're ready, but the show's still 2 weeks away, or whatever it may be. But remember that the reverse part of the process is just as important as the digging was. Like, you have to be just as accurate with your food, with your cardio, with your steps for it to work. If you allow complacency to set in and you start eating a bit more and you start X, Y, and Z, like, it'll show in your physique. And what I would expect to see, I wouldn't see. And then I would say, look, have you been sticking this, blah, blah, blah? It'd be obvious, you know what I'm saying? And then that would obviously be detrimental to the final look. So please do, if you are in the reverse, embrace it, enjoy it, but understand that this part of prep is equally as important, if not just as important, as when you were absolutely pushing and digging really, really hard. And I hope that this episode helps, because I understand that right now, if you're listening to this shortly after I've released this, you're probably very close to competing. Some of you are probably in the reverse or a way to start reverse dieting. If you aren't, it might be that you're not ready, or it might be that your coach maybe isn't as experienced and knows what they're doing and whatnot. And listen, when I first started this game, prepping people and putting people on stage in 2017, like, I didn't reverse diet people. You know, just ask, I used to prep a bikini girl, or used to be bikini girl Clara. You know, her first prep, 2018, we just fucking pushed it all the way to the show. We're like, yeah, it's peak week, so let's fucking push it hard with the cardio and let's put that up. It was a shite idea at the time, but at the time, just didn't know any better. And was inexperienced, there wasn't as much knowledge or education in the industry and whatnot. And safe to say, things have changed for the most part, mostly all of my clients that are prepping for shows this year, like, cardio will be out peak week. There's a guy competing next Saturday, and as of today, this is his last cardio session today, so as of tomorrow, the cardio's out completely, and that'll freshen things up. So, listen guys, I hope that helps if you are competing soon within the next few weeks. I do wish you all the best of luck. If you are listening to this and you attend shows and you haven't like spoke to me or reached out to me, like, just come and say hi and say that you listen to the podcast. I always love to chat to people that do. You may find that some of the shows you see me at, I might be running about like a bit of a headless chicken and very much in a bit of like a zone. And that's just because it's still work for me, right? And I'm very focused on the decisions that I make on show day, impact the look on stage. And at that point, that's the most important point of the whole journey, is that how someone looks on stage. So you may find that, like, I may look very serious and not be like, look, I'm having a laugh at times, but I'm having fun. It's just obviously it is a point where I really want to hone in on focusing on bringing the best for each and every single one of them. So yeah, please come say hi. I'm always going to have a chat and take the time to have a conversation with you about that. And if you are thinking about prepping, you've heard some of the stuff I've talked about the past few weeks, and you think, fuck, you know what, actually, I want to sign up. I want Prep by Prep Coach UK for my shows. Please do. Just don't hesitate to drop me a DM on Instagram or head over to Prep Coach UK and fill in the inquiry form. You're probably at the point now where, you know, shows in August are 20 weeks away. So you're at that point where if you're competing this year, like, you're going to have to start dieting soon. If you don't have a coach, like, you better think about getting one soon. Typically, I like to work with people, you know, for at least a few months prior to prep, but I've got plenty that have just started a prep immediately when they've come on board, and we still tend to have success. So yeah, if you are looking for coaching, please do not hesitate to reach out and we'll go from there. But if not, guys, wherever you are, whatever you do, give it the beans.